This is the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson. Let's see if we can do a little bit of learning today. Topic of today's podcast is the psycholinguistic guessing game. So let's address the guessing thing. Back in 1967, Ken Goodman wrote this, and I quote, "Reading is a psycholinguistic guessing game. It involves an interaction between thought and language. Efficient reading does not result from precise perception in identification of all elements, but from skill in selecting the fewest, most productive cues necessary to produce guesses which are right the first time. The ability to anticipate that which has not been seen, of course, is vital in reading, just as the ability to anticipate what has not yet been heard is vital in listening." So, the term psycholinguistic guessing game has been commonly taken out of context and misunderstood by those who would propose a skills-based approach to reading. Now, remember, context matters. In the context in which it was used, this term refers to the process used by your brain to maximize efficiency during the reading process. And let me explain. Top-down flow. Using the top-down flow of information from the cortex to the thalamus, your brain constantly makes micro-predictions as to the meaning of words and sentences on the page before encountering them. Your brain reaches out a little in front of where your eyeballs are at during this meaning-making process. You have a good sense of the next word before encountering it, and this is because you're not merely responding to visual stimuli like rats in a Skinner box. Rather, you're using a lot of different types of data, most of which is stored in your long-term memory to create meaning with print. This information includes the information in your head, the information within the sentence and paragraph, these are semantic clues, the grammar and word order clues, syntax, the pragmatic elements of the reading situation, your purpose for reading, and letter-in-letter pattern clues. This multi-data hot dish enables your brain to operate quickly and efficiently during the reading process. Neural networks and things. So this is how it works. There are billions of cells in our brain called neurons. When we encounter a thing, that thing becomes associated with a thing related to the encounter. There's a mild electric charge, and two neurons become connected. This connection is called a neural pathway. The more often these things are associated with each other, the stronger the connection becomes. It's like running back and forth on a path in the snow. The more often you do it, the deeper and wider the path becomes. As we continue to encounter new things, new pathways are created. Pretty soon, a web begins to form with all sorts of things connecting to related things. And this is called a neural network. It's like a neural dot-to-dot picture of things and related things. And as we continue to encounter new related things, the neural network continues to expand. The neural network also begins to connect and interconnect with other neural networks. This then is used to make sense of the things it encounters. In other words, we use our neural networks to understand phenomena and construct meaning out in reality, and this includes the words on the page during reading. micro-predictions. Again, when we hear or see a word, our brain naturally associates it with related things. For example, when I say the word high school, your brain connects to all sorts of high school-related things. That includes your memory of places, episodes, and people. And when you encounter the word high school in text, your brain is already reaching out in front, making connections to high school things before you encounter the next word. These connections in your neural network serve to prime the next connection, resulting in a series of micro predictions related to the words and sentences on the page. Along with your knowledge of language and its structure, these micro-priming and predicting episodes enable you to read effectively and efficiently. Using minimal letter clues, your brain recognizes words, fills in the blanks, inserts words that maintain the meaning of the sentence, or skips words altogether. This, my friends, is a very basic understanding of the psycholinguistic guessing game. It's not something you teach children to do. It's something the brain does naturally. And good reading instruction merely enhances what the brain does naturally. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson.